we have a number of funding streams that are open at the moment. So, for example, under the responsive funding, what we call responsive funding, we have the Awards for All and the Reach and Communities. The Awards for All is a single stage application and it is up to £10,000per calendar year. In terms of the processes, again, it has to go through a panel. So unfortunately, I feed into the process, but I do not make the decision because there are assessment members who make that decision. Furthermore, we also have the Reaching Communities, which is our large grant, and it's from £10,000 upwards. And that can vary from two stage to three stage because there's a revenues and there's a capital. So if you go through the revenues route, it's a two stage application. But if you go through the capital route, it's a three stage application. The time scales for that is usually 6 to 9 months because it is a large grant, and as I said earlier on, we approximately award 12,000 grants a year, so we do need some time to turn those applications around, really. So those are the sort of responsive funding that's open throughout the year, and they have been over the last several years, and we can't see them closing or folding up anytime soon. Furthermore, recently we have also launched a new fund called the Celebrate Fund, and that is funding from £300 to £10,000 for an activity or an event in the community, celebrating something in the community. So I think 6 out of 10 people have mentioned that they can't remember coming together as a community to do something. So I think from our point of view, we have launched this fund to make that change and help those individuals come together to celebrate something in their community, in essence bringing people out.
What kind of groups do you... I don't want to use the word target, but what kind of groups are you open to funding?
Yeah, of course. I mean, again, information about our funding, our eligibility criteria, guidance notes, and useful tools. I must say, I didn't raise this early on. We have created online webinars. Again, that information can be found on our website, which is www.biglotteryfund.org.uk. But in terms of your question specifically, we would fund anybody that has got a charitable purpose. So, for example, we fund registered charities. We've got an example here, Rochdale Thai Boxing Group. We also fund social enterprises. We fund schools under the Awards for All, parish councils, health bodies and health trusts. But again, more information could be found on our website. The only private sector organisations that are primarily interested in profits are very much not eligible to apply. But however, a charity such as a social enterprise or a CIC that has a private function, they are eligible to apply because they invest their money back into the communities. But bar from that, pretty much anybody.
Yeah. One of the things that Shazad was talking about earlier was how, for him, how easy the application process was. How quick, I was surprised at how quick the money was awarded, if I'm honest. Tell me a little bit about the application process. How much support is the applicant given from you guys? How much help can you give them?
Yeah, first of all, I mean, just to kind of briefly cover my role as a local funding officer for the Big Lottery Fund, I cover a diverse patch. So I have Wigan, Bolton, Bury, Rochdale, Oldham, Tameside and Salford as my patch areas. So we have therefore created a number of different resources and tools that are available. I mean, I mentioned the webinars early on. I mentioned the toolkits that we've created on our websites, but furthermore, specifically for an example here for linked to Rochdale Thai Boxing Club, was through my role as a funding officer, I'm in the communities as an eyes and ears for the communities, and it's kind of collecting that intelligence which is therefore able to feed into the Big Lottery Fund to ensure that we're actually investing or spending money where it's most needed. So coming back to Rochdale Thai Boxing Club, we had initial conversation. I then therefore referred them over to the Rochdale CVS, who are tasked with providing with that particular support. And once the application was done, again, and we can't always promise to read every application that comes to us in pre-application, but I did offer because of the need and the priority, so I did proofread their application to an extent. We also have additional resources available, so we have workshops that I deliver locally in the borough. We can also do face-to-face meetings, and we also have a dedicated big advice team who are trained officers on our side who are able to provide that pre-application support just in case if we can't can't get to the applicant in time. Yeah. So we've actually got a number of different mechanisms in place for the local people and local groups to tie themselves into in order to maximise their opportunities.
There are a number of funding organisations and, you know, places available that people can go to for funding. What would you say it is that puts you guys ahead?
Yeah, well, I mean, as I said early on, we are the largest funder across the country, and that isn't just kind of, you know, boasting ourselves really, but we are very flexible, as Omar mentioned early on. We are very much supportive. We are very much listening. Our new ways of working are very much centred around people and communities. It's about enabling people. It's about bringing people together and helping them devise ideas that can help and make a decent impact in local communities. And also, as you said early on, in terms of our awards for all, it's £10,000 and it's usually, what, 6 to 8 weeks? It's a good turnaround time. And we are very flexible in terms of how that money is spent, as long as it makes an improvement to the lives and the communities that need the most support locally.
Okie doke. So coming back to Shahzad then. Shahzad, just tell me a little bit then about your kind of, I guess, your future plans. What are you hoping to go on to do? Are you looking ahead, and what are you thinking of now?
Yeah, definitely. We've also, as I mentioned earlier, we've just launched a women's only class. But what we've also got going on a Monday evening from 8:30 onwards is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is basically, if anyone knows, a UFC or cage fighting. It's all that good stuff, and the coach that we've got is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, who has had fighters fight in the UFC in the past, and his own son is currently one of the top heavyweights in the UK. So we're quite fortunate to be able to get somebody of that calibre to come to little sunny Rochdale. Mm-hmm. So that's one good thing. Women's class has started. I mean, as you know, we've done our own classes every Monday and Wednesday. At the moment, with the Thai boxing classes, kids come 6 till 7 and then immediately followed 7 till 8:30 by the adults. And on a Friday at the moment, 7 till 8, we do a strength and conditioning circuit, which is oriented with using Thai boxing moves in there as well. And basically, we utilise the equipment we've been able to purchase with the lottery funding. And there's other stuff, there's loads of things, loads of ideas flying about at the moment. But like I said, we're fairly young as a club, although we've been training in the martial arts for quite a number of years now. It's just a case of once these women's classes have been embedded, just to have a look at what's next. We're always asking what's next, what can we do for the community. We've got an eye on the elder generation now as well. We're going to see what we can do for these guys, get them, you know, they don't need to become cage fighters.
You never know.
60-year-old cage fighters, you know. Unique selling points.
So, just before you go then, where are you? Because we haven't mentioned your address yet. So, tell the people where you are. And also, if anybody wants to get any more information about Rochdale Thai Boxing Club and about what you do, where can they go?
Yeah, we're based on Entwistle Road, which, for those of you who don't know, is where the new swimming baths are located. It's in Mike's gym. We've got banners up there so you can't miss it. We're there every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and now on Saturdays as well. We're quite active on the social media front as well, so if anyone's on Facebook, just take a look at Rochdale Thai Boxing Club on Facebook. A lot of information is there. Alternatively, you can go to our website, which is rochdalethaiboxingclub.co.uk, or thirdly, just pop in on any one of our sessions and just speak to us. Just come and have a look, speak to us. If you've got any questions, give us an opportunity to answer them. Or even if you've got any ideas of what you want for us guys to provide for you, let's put it onto the table and let's have a talk.
Brilliant. And finally, Nasser, from your point of view, any final, I'll say, words of wisdom from you, Nasser, and also, once again, any final kind of contact details if people need to get any information, where should they go, where can they go?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I said earlier on, I think first and foremost, I think our website, which is www.biglotteryfund.org.uk, is an extremely useful resource for information regarding funding, current funding available, as well as hints and tapes, toolkits, and also the eligibility criteria and guidance notes, application forms. Pretty much everything can be found on our website, and also information about our online webinars can also be found on our website, and that is basically an interactive 40-minute session where you can get support online from one of our trained funding officers, which will really help applicants to make a very strong application under the responsive funding. And locally, there are a number of organisations that you can, or applicants or potential applicants can visit. So, for example, KYP in Rochdale can help. And furthermore, Rochdale CVS, it's a local organisation that's based in Rochdale, and their role is primarily to support anybody that is interested in doing a charitable purpose or accessing external funding from the likes of ourselves or perhaps any other funders. But I would definitely urge anybody out there who is interested or has an idea and wants to kind of discuss that idea, you can do so through either the Big Advice line, which is 0345 410 2030, or local CVS, and including the website.